time for Cigar Talk, the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. Whether you're a new cigar enthusiast or a cigar aficionado, we have something for everyone, bringing you the best interviews, cigar reviews, and weekly giveaways. So grab yourself a cigar.
It's time to light them up.
Welcome back, Cigar Talk. I'm your host, Rob Jones. We got super co-host house.
Here we go.
Bryant Falconer.
Hey, man, I'm doing good.
Awesome, brother. Good to see you.
Yes.
It's been a better week.
Yes, it
The weather's has. Been nice.
Especially these last couple of days, man.
I mean, you guys don't know, but down here in Texas, we've been getting some 50s. Some 60s.
Yes.
And some rain.
Yes.
Some much needed rain, yes. Dude. I've been watering my bushes to keep them alive.
Uh-huh.
And last night when I went outside the studio, I'm not kidding you, they were standing probably about 3 inches, 2.5, 3 inches of water just standing.
Yeah. So they were soaking flooding. It. Yeah. It was.
It was flooding.
Yeah, I stay on the corner and as we know.
Oh, and sales.
Yeah.
Dude.
And Abilene.
Floods.
The streets
It's the river.
Yes. Man.
We don't have underground waterways.
No, the street is
the waterway.
Yes. And they're positioned to allow them to flow like that. And I was like, this is the craziest. And then on sales where I stay, it's just like, it's a flowing river.
If you had a boat.
I could. Yes, yeah. I actually could.
Let me tell you something. When I was real young, I think until I was about 5, I lived in Sweetwater, Texas, just down the road.
Yeah, 40.
And one of the streets in our neighborhood, I mean, it was like being in San Francisco. You know what
hilly
I mean?
Like
it
that.
Was real hilly downhill.
Uh-huh.
And when it would rain like this, we would actually get tubes and we would ride, I mean, miles
down
to town. And where it would cut off from the road and then just go into like a creek. It was crazy. But we had a great time
as
doing
kids,
that.
We did a lot of crazy stuff like that. That's fun. The kids today, they don't know anything about
Nada.
It.
Nothing. Zero.
Nothing.
So anyway, let's talk about what we're smoking right quick.
I am smoking the San Lotano Maduro.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yes,
nice.
A gift from Rob.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I'm smoking the Corojo San Lotano, which, this stick is knocking it out of the park.
For real. He says stock.
Stock. I take a lot of stock. But no, this San Lotano.
Yes, sir.
I've been smoking a lot of these, and it is a very rich,
yes, it is.
Flavorful tobacco. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're smoking it, I mean, just every so often you're like, damn, that's good.
Yeah. That's what I love about it, because that ride, you get to a point where you're like, okay, and then it hits you. You're like, ooh, where'd that come from?
Just about the time you get used to a certain flavor, like, it sneaks up on you and hits you with another
one. Where'd that come from? Yeah, I mean, San Lotano is a great stick, man. I like him. I like him. AJ, he didn't play with it.
No, knocked it out of the park on both of them.
He didn't play with it.
Hey, so let's talk about our sponsors right quick.
Yes, sir.
We got two great sponsors.
Most definitely.
And, well, let's rephrase that. We actually have three great sponsors, mm-hmm. but two of them are cigar manufacturers.
Yes, sir.
The first one we'll talk about is McAuliffe.
Mm.
They've been with us a long time, and they've really blessed us. We feel it's an honor to be a part of that brand. And as you like to say, foe to 42.
Yes, sir.
Dude, I mean, they got a stick for everyone.
Everybody.
And with 16 different palettes or
Viatolas.
No, not Viatolas. Faces,
yeah.
I don't know how many Viatolas
because it is
because they have a lot.
Yeah, I'm just starting to think about that.
I mean, all the sticks, I think, except for the Reserva, have more than one Viatola.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're talking in the 40s, 50s, somewhere in there. But anyway, I mean, a cigar for everyone. Yeah. And the blends are there. You have
from the $4
mold.
One. Yes. Oh, come on. Talk about it. The Sumatra, baby.
You know, I had a Modafina last week.
A good stick,
good
too.
Good stick. It's been a while since I had the Modafina, but, you know, it's a great morning coffee stick for me. Anyway, if you guys are not familiar with the ambassador program from McAuliffe, go by our website. There's a link down below. Click on it. They're going to send you your own personal challenge coin. And I had people making fun of me on my latest post.
Because you put that out there.
They said, what number are you? I'm 298. Big boy over here. 165.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Folks are asking me, you know, Brian, what's your number again?
People
he can't talk. You see him stuck?
People don't know how old that joke is for me.
But it's still funny.
For them. And for me. You.
Don't hate.
I'm not hating, but I'm like.
I hate that. Yeah, you hating. You look at that right. Look. He hating. He's hating.
Anyway, go by their website. And become an ambassador. They'll send you your own coin with your own number and a handwritten certificate. And check out their passport program to help you find your way through their entire line. And anyway, go by and check them out, man. We're a big fan. We love them. And we want to say thank you.
Yes.
And then our new cigar manufacturer sponsor is Viva La Vida Cigars. Mm. Now, I don't know how you could be on social media and not know about Viva La Vida.
Not any form of social media.
Yeah, because they are everywhere. Yes. And the thing that's even more important to me is the quality of the people, the quality of the cigars, and the quality of people they are with how they're marketing their cigars. Mm-hmm. They only sell through brick and mortars.
Yeah.
They're not available online. Now, you can buy them and have brick and mortar ship them to you. But here's the thing. Everybody's always asking me about them. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Let's band together and go out to our local brick and mortar.
Okay.
And ask them to carry the Viva La Vida. Mm-hmm. Because that's how you help a cigar company stick around and be there. I mean, lots of guys can make good cigars. But these guys have made great cigars, and now they need our help that they can stay in the market.
Yeah, stay sustainable. That's right. What it is.
I mean, you can be a great cigar and not stay sustainable if you don't have the backing from the brick and mortar.
Oh, yeah. Because that's who reaches the people more.
And they have made the commitment only to sell through brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. So we need the brick and mortars now to back them. You know what I mean?
Because that allows us to get those sticks.
Right.
Like that Jester and that Series 500. Oh,
the Torpedo. I love the Torpedo.
Me, the box press, baby.
I do like the box press. Mm-hmm. I do. But that Torpedo, man, that's my stick.
I got you.
Anyway, go to your brick and mortar. Let them know, hey, man, we really want the Viva La Vida here. These are brick and mortar guys. Mm-hmm. They don't sell online. And so it's a beautiful partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's talk about the kickoff of the
2020.
Well, we're going to get to the Leaf. Because we got a lot to say about the Leaf. That's a whole segment in itself. But anyway, let's talk about the 2020 kickoff. I didn't even know who was playing.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw Viking wearing his Kansas City jersey. And so, you know, hey, dude's been a longtime fan. He finally has a team that could actually go back-to-back. But, you know, I read an article yesterday saying that one of the big predictions was Baltimore.
Everybody's saying that, man. They learned from last year. Baltimore had a defense to play with Kansas City, but it was just that they, you know, Kansas City was too much last year for everybody. And that's just the truth. Baltimore was a juggernaut last year.
Now, was Holmes hurt a little bit last year?
Yeah, he tweaked his ankle but it wasn't that long.
It's like three games.
Maybe two.
Okay.
But it was brief. It was brief enough that it didn't cost him in the long run. Because
didn't he have a dislocated kneecap or something?
Something like that. It was something with his leg, but that dude, it didn't affect his arm.
No.
And either one of them, because when he threw the pass with the left hand too, like, dude, he may throw a third pass from the arm coming from somewhere else, man. This dude, he is the true definition of unconventional.
Oh.
You know, Vic started that mindset with the difference with the running, the ability to run. But with this young man.
Dude, you take the running and you surpass it with his ability to throw. And he can throw off foot.
Yes.
He can throw off balance.
Yes.
He can throw left-handed.
Yes. All throws,
the dude,
man,
can make a throw.
All throws.
And
all throws.
Here's the thing. Vic had the foot speed.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a huge arm.
Yes.
But he didn't have what Holmes has.
Oh, no.
Holmes has this wild, crazy ability to make a play.
Out of nothing.
Out of nothing.
Out of nothing.
And, like, when most other quarterbacks would either get sacked.
Or run out of bounds.
Or run out of bounds. He's this dude's making throws in little bitty windows.
Oh, yeah. And back across the field.
Right.
And that's the thing that they teach quarterbacks. I taught my quarterbacks in high school, never throw backfield.
You're Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, because that's when the propensity comes for an easy interception and a quick six, because there's nobody but the receiver and that DB over there. But he makes those window throws. It's like.
And they're on a rope.
Oh, man, backfield.
Yeah.
And please don't let it be a conventional throw. And you're like, how did he get it in there?
Dude, yeah, he's just, it's like a flick of the wrist.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Anyway, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb here with the Cowboys.
Oh, Jesus, please don't be. There was no Kool-Aid in here, was it? Please tell me there was no Kool-Aid in here.
Let me finish. So.
Here we go.
And when I say I go out on a limb with the Cowboys, you didn't let me finish. Yeah. I was going to say go out on a limb with the Cowboy fans. Because they're not going to like this prediction.
Oh.
I'm saying right now, the Cowboys will be no better than 9-6.
Okay.
I think you got a new coach.
Yeah.
I like the coach. I think that he has a lot of ability, a lot of discipline, a lot of teaching. But... he has Jerry Jones.
I was just going to say, your ownership.
He's got Jerry Jones.
Your
and when
ownership.
It comes right down to it, he will not let you perform at your peak as a coach, because part of having the title of coach means you are the boss.
Yeah.
And if you're not really the boss, you can't be effective.
No.
You can be pretty effective.
Yeah, but you can't be totally effective
right.
And do what you need to do or what you want to do.
And until Jerry Jones gives up the reins, I think 9-6 is the best we're going to do this year.
I can't argue with you.
I did see an article that said that the Cowboys would be signing Thomas this Monday.
Earl?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not.
Do you want that mindset in there?
Well,
you already have a team that
we're not very strong in the backfield. So that's kind of like, you know what I mean?
Take it.
It's like,
take that bullet.
And you know, the Cowboys
take that bullet.
Are famous for taking troubled players.
Oh, yeah. They took Alden Smith.
Yeah, we got Alden Smith right now.
Yeah.
Didn't he kill like 10 people?
No. He just went to Oakland. We got rid of him and he went to Oakland.
Yeah, but, you know, if you look through our history, now I'll tell you, we took a lot of troubled players.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say probably 80% of those players never panned out.
Because they
remember we took Pac-Man Jones?
Yeah, and see, the thing was because
you know what we did? We took Pac-Man Jones, we turned him into something good, and then we got rid of him.
Yeah, and he went to Cincinnati.
And then he rocked it.
Yeah, and he had a long career in Cincinnati, man.
Yeah, he really did.
He did.
In fact, I mean, there was one time I was watching a game, and they said Pac-Man Jones.
Like,
I was
what?
Like, that dude still plays.
And plays good.
I was like, dude, I thought that dude retired like 8 years ago.
The only thing I like about the Cowboys is they do give guys, just like New England, they give them that last chance.
Yeah, kind of like Oakland.
Yeah. If you can't make it here, you can't
You're
make
done.
It. Yeah, you can't make it.
Except for Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah. Well, he made it there. Y'all just got rid of him.
Well, you remember when we had him, he had the deal with the strip club in Vegas and a gun.
And
yeah.
You had coaches go to the airport with guns.
You know what?
You see, he set up then.
No one can argue that. We did have one of the all-time biggest putts of a head coach that's ever coached the game. And he got a Super Bowl ring out of it.
That was because of the team.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But at the same time, I always said, Switzer was the worst coach in the history of football to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That is definitely true.
I mean, what a moron.
His team, that team won that. And the thing was, you talk to the veterans, they've interviewed all those veterans. They said, we ran this team, man.
Troy Aikman hated Switzer.
Because he didn't know what he was doing. He was a college coach, man.
Yeah.
And that college mentality does not work in the pros, man.
You know, Aikman
was. Yeah, started, with him in Oklahoma and then went to UCLA.
It was like, I hate this guy. Yep. I'm out of here. Yep.
And then he comes to be your coach in the NFL.
I mean, and what a slap in the face.
You look at Jerry like, really?
From Jerry Jones.
Really? You going to bring him?
Exactly.
Him? Come on.
That tells you all you need to know.
Isn't Rick Neuheisel free? Anybody but him? But, you know, that's just, that's Jerry Jones. It's his squad, as he says. In the end, it's going to go Jerry's way or no way. And that's the truth about it, man.
That's right there. Is the cut of the nuts.
Is that number 9 now?
In Texas, we say that's cutting the nuts right there.
10.
I'm free balling.
11.
I finished off that stick and I'm lighting up.
I will give everybody that listens to Cigar Talk 3 guesses, and the first 2 don't count what he's lighting up.
What do you think it's going to be?
You know, they know what it is.
It's a medallion.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's a what? 6 by what?
6 by 46.
Thank you.
Number 1 medallion.
Sorry, Dan. Sorry, Dan. He took that 30-day challenge and came out still saying.
Yeah, you know, I gave it a fair shake.
He said 30 days of a shake, and I can't. This is the one. This is the one.
I tried, man.
I hear you, bro. But let me ask you this. What do you think about the Buccaneers? Because people have penciled them in.
I don't really know.
Them in as the Super Bowl champs already. Well,
I mean, I think that comes with the Brady hype.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I mean, it's well-deserved.
But it was the...
We shall see.
That's true.
And that's a lot.
That's true.
That's the exciting thing.
Because this is his first time not being under that.
And that's the exciting thing to watch this season to see. Was it the system? Was it the coach? Or can he be the be-all
away from them? Yeah.
Right. And we'll see. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. It just takes me back to, what was that, 2000 with the Redskins when Snyder went and got everybody? Dion.
They didn't do nothing.
Nothing. They went 8-8. Yeah. And they penciled them in. Oh, yeah. Dion. Bruce, what was the dude? Bruce from the Buffalo Bills that used to be the defensive tackle.
Yeah,
Bruce Smith. Yeah, Bruce Smith. Champ Bailey, Darrell Green. They had all the defensive great. 8-8. 8-8.
Stopped them half the time.
Yep. Had Jeff George, the gun, up under the quarterback. 8-8.
Yeah.
8-8. So the paper may say one thing, but when it comes down to get on that field.
You can't just bring in all these all-stars and expect to have a great team, because that is a lot of big egos.
Oh, yeah. Too many big egos.
That many big egos. I mean, dude, talk about the blame game. You're 8-8.
Not my fault. Not my fault. Not my fault. Yes, it is. You're part of the team.
Right.
The only time. That in professional sports that an athlete can say it's not my fault is tennis, because you're on your own.
No.
You're There's by yourself.
One other time.
What? Golf?
You go back to the Buffalo Bills, and you line your kicker up.
Oh, my God.
You
did go there. Yes, I am corrected.
Dude, you knew that Buffalo was going to beat New York.
You know who else did that?
Who?
Florida State. Yeah. Wide left, baby.
Wide left.
No matter what kicker. Every year they had a new kicker. Wide left. It's just like.
No, I will say in the last 15 years, the Cowboys have had a great kicker. And when that's your claim to fame, you're not pulling off a lot of wins.
Let me say, when I used to play fantasy football, I always took the Rams kicker, Zerline, because I knew he was going to get about 15 points a game because they couldn't score anything, but he could kick from 60 yards.
He was their number one scorer.
He was everything.
Hey, so you played fantasy football?
Yes, sir. I ran a couple of leagues.
I thought about doing a Cigar Talk fantasy football
league. You should have. I'd have participated.
I haven't played fantasy football in probably 6 years. You know, I played 14 in a row.
Yeah, it's been about that long for me.
I played 14 or 15 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got to the point where I didn't enjoy it. And I'll tell you what was interesting was when I quit playing fantasy football, I started enjoying watching my team play. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I didn't care about players.
It was just players when you were in fantasy football. Now you can focus on your team.
Now I don't know that I would. And now that I know my team's going to be 9-6, 8-8. Maybe I should be playing fantasy football. So you know what? We could start a league still, just 1 week late.
Yeah.
And so, if anybody is interested in having a free fantasy football league with me and Brian and Cigar Talk, and our producer,
yes,
we can get our producer in on this.
The man, Luke.
So, and you know what? We could do like a special package of cigars for the champion.
For the champion,
yeah, we could do that. Email me, go to our website, click on the contact link, and email me and let me know you're interested. If you send me a message on Instagram, if you send me one on Discord, or you send me one on Facebook, I'm not going to read it
because they get buried in
you
the
have
thousands.
To email me, and in the titles put Fantasy Football with Cigar Talk. And that way we'll know. If we have enough people, I'd say we need at least 9 other people besides us three.
Okay.
That way we have a league of 12 teams. Yeah. So shoot me a message. Let me know.
Yeah.
It might be fun.
Yes.
And then we can rag on all the losers each week. And it'd probably be myself.
Yeah, but I just wonder what my team's going to do this year. I really do.
Well, I mean, you don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl again.
I think we have a chance.
Well, yeah, all 32 teams have a chance.
All 32 teams don't have a
chance. Y'all have just as much chance as the Cleveland Browns.
No, 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 no. All 32 teams don't have a chance. There are teams that are going to this knowing that they're not going to be there on that Sunday. They know that they're not going to make the playoffs.
Which team would you say right now you know is not going to make the playoffs?
Detroit.
Okay, you're going to go with Detroit. I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins.
I don't know with Miami, though.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if I remember correctly, they are in the same division as the Patriots and Pittsburgh.
No.
No, who?
The Jets.
Ooh.
Yeah. You say, ooh.
There's always one that could beat someone else down in the loser game. So, okay, I'm going to have to rethink that.
Yeah, see?
If I'm going to go out on a limb and say who does not make the playoffs, because if you think about it, it's pretty easy to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's supposed to
be. At least in the wild division.
In those, yeah, like the NFC.
Hey, no. I know my team. I know which team's not making the playoffs. Hey.
Washington.
Dallas Cowboys, baby. I hope I'm wrong.
You hope you're wrong.
But, you know.
I got you. I understand.
Anyway.
I totally understand.
Hey, so what's the score of the game?
14-7, halftime.
Wow. So Texans are hanging in there.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Texans, they went down, but they couldn't get in. They had to punt before half, and then Mahomes got the ball back again and scared the heck out of him, but still it's 14-7 right now. I don't know who had the ball first because, you know, we were doing a pre-show before that. So,
cool, man. So, hey, we're going to do something we've never done before.
Okay.
That leaves the field wide
open. Too wide open.
So, you know, one of our sponsors is The Leaf.
Most definitely.
So, here's what we're going to do. If you call The Leaf and order something, the 13th person to make an order over the phone with The Leaf, we're going to throw in a Viva La Vida torpedo and a Medallia 6x46.
Okay.
And I've got those two cigars. They're on me.
Okay.
So you, so but here's the thing. You got to call and say, hey, Rob told us if we made an order, we're going to make an order and tell them, you know, hey, we're going to make an order and he'll keep up with who the 13th is. And whoever the 13th caller is gets two free sticks via Cigar Talk.
Tell the truth. That's I like that.
That's fun.
I like that.
That's fun.
Yeah. Because it supports that brick and mortar. And
it
also
supports the brick and mortar.
It also shows our viewers, our listeners, that, man, we care about you.
Oh,
we care about you.
We care about our listeners. We care about the Leaf, too, man. It's like, you know, we're going to record there real soon.
Yes.
We're going to do a show from there. Yes. We're going to have Jay on the show.
Yeah, so thankful that they're open, dude, man.
And, you know, we want to get his story, because now he's actually been in his second year of ownership.
Yes.
I mean, think about that. He's just now in his second year, and what a journey it's been.
It's an odyssey, as they say. It's not a journey. It's an odyssey.
All you guys think it's like, you know, cotton candy and banana splits. It's a tough business.
Especially when you're dealing with other entities that you have no control over.
Oh, absolutely.
They control your business and the way that they conduct themselves.
Well, you think about this. The Leaf had been over there on North 3rd for years. Uh-huh. You know how everything works.
Yeah.
Now you move to a new place, new construction, and you start finding things that's like, man, what was this person thinking?
Yeah.
Or why didn't they do this? Or why didn't they do that? Yeah. And as a business owner, man, that's tough.
It is. Because it's dealing with your bread and butter, man. This is what puts food on your table for you, your wife, and your kids. And then they're affecting it, and you have no control over it? None?
Exactly.
It messes with you, man. It gets you to a point where you get angry.
Real fast.
Angry. And certain things, you know, you just have to ride it out. You got to ride it out. And I really want to hear his perspective on these 2 years, truthfully.
Yeah, same here.
2 years, man.
And it's there's been a lot of great times.
Oh, yes.
But seeing Jay in the position he's in, you know he's gone through a lot of turmoil because it puts stress on him.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, and you know Jay. Jay's like the easiest going guy, nice as can be.
Yeah.
I've often said he makes me feel guilty that I'm not a better human being.
Man, these demons make you feel guilty.
I'm just, exactly.
Dude, you are something else. But we know what you're talking about because.
Can't hear you.
We know what you're talking about because the character of Jay and even Corey, man, the way they do things, the way they move, their mindset about stuff. This has to be, it was a tragedy to them, man. You know, they had dreams. And then they were snatched away by other entities.
Right.
And then they still persevered through. They fought, they fought, they fought, they fought, they fought. And now that they were, you know, they're at the end, crossing the end zone, and here comes, okay, here's another. But you got to hold on. You got to hold on.
Well, hey, guys, so if you want to hopefully get those two cigars.
Here's what you got to do.
La Vida.
Here's what you got to do.
And the Medallia 6x46.
Somebody's favorite.
Here's the phone number to the Leaf. It's 325-670-9955.
One more time.
325-670-9955.
Got you, bro.
And you call him up. Let Jeef know.
Jeef. Who is this new person?
Lemonade. So
we go.
Anyway, call Jay up, and if you call after 11 in the mornings, because usually when he gets there, he's just balls to the wall,
running
phone calls, paperwork,
running,
paying bills, all that good stuff. But if you call him from 11 on, he'll probably be there. Ask for Jay, let him know you were calling to order some cigars. Yeah. And let him know that we told you to, and he's going to keep count of how many. Yeah. And when it gets to number 13, bam.
That's the person.
Boom.
You're the lucky winner.
That's correct. So anyway, guys, check them out, man. We love the Leaf.
Yes, sir.
It's our home shop.
Home.
But, man, the way they have this new shop, it's something special.
Oh.
Dude, he's taken the Leaf to a whole new level.
It is blessed. The atmosphere, the arrangement, you know, going from the last Havana Room to the new Havana Room.
Dude, the new Havana Room makes the old Havana Room look like you were a dog in a dog park. And you know what? We loved it back there.
Oh, yeah.
At the old one. But the new one?
It's spacious. It's situated beautifully, man.
How tall are the ceilings? Like 14 feet?
Tall enough you don't have to worry about. Larry doesn't have to worry about standing up and ducking.
Yeah. It is huge. And the air purification system knocks it out of the park.
Yes.
That's what I want when I go to a cigar lounge. I want my own room. Mm-hmm. And I want clean air.
Yeah, and you got it.
Then. And dude, and then you go in this ginormous humidor.
Yes,
dude.
As soon as you open the door,
I'm finding cigars in there I never knew Jay carried.
The aroma hits you.
Oh, you don't want to go out.
Nope.
It smells like a humidor should.
And it looks like, you remember those old horror movies where the hallway was long and just kept going? Yeah. That's the way the humidor looks. It's just, man, it's way down. Way back
there. And what's funny is you don't realize it until you open the door and take a step in.
And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Look at all these sticks. It's just, it's like you're a kid in a candy store.
I agree 100%. Hey, so let's jump over to our pick six for the new football season. I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, as usual.
Always.
He throws me under the bus.
I don't know about under the bus.
Anyway. My number one this week was the Baka Bantu. I went back to my second oldie but goodie. Then the Los Santos.
That'll be back up. Say that again.
Second oldie but goodie, the Baka Bantu.
Oh, you love that Baka.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had enough to say it's one of my favorites.
I don't care.
Because I haven't had enough.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
You can say anything you want. My opinion on this.
You know what I do.
Anyway, my opinion on this is it's my second oldie but goodie. My second is the San Latino Maduro.
Good smoke. Good smoke.
Man. And then I had a great Camacho orange label this week. That was a gift.
Oh, yo, that was a great stick. I was going to tell you. Well, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
That's my three.
Okay. Nice lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had the Camacho Connecticut this week.
Yes. It's a good stick, man. It's a good stick, ain't it?
Yeah. And as a coffee stick.
That's what I was getting ready to go. Which did you drink coffee with?
I did.
Which one?
Right now we're drinking the Ethiopian. Lights out.
Yeah, that's a great pairing.
Dude.
That's a great pairing.
And then another great coffee stick I had this week was the McAuliffe Connecticut.
A good one too.
Dude, two Connecticuts in my top six or our top six this week. Those are good Connecticuts.
Let me explain something to the people that haven't had the ride long with us. A year ago, you wouldn't have heard that.
Yeah, a year ago.
Connecticut's? I don't know, ain't no Connecticut.
You know, I would say it's probably been just about a year when I started smoking the La Galera Connecticut.
Yeah.
And that's a special Connecticut, too.
That's when it opened up your palate. You was like, wait a minute.
And then when I enjoyed that cigar, that really opened the door to the Connecticuts.
Uh-huh.
And then when I found the McAuliffe Connecticut, I was like, wow, holy crap.
Look at this.
This is not your grandfather's Connecticut.
No, it isn't.
But anyway, great stick. But so this week I've got two Connecticuts on my list, and then I'm going to go with the Crow.
Oh!
The red band.
Yes.
The Crow. Great stick, dude. And the cool thing about it was it's not a Connecticut at all, and it's peppery, right in your face. You light it up and you're like, wow.
It's like, here I am.
And then probably before you get out of the first third, it starts mellowing out, gets you some cocoa, some leather, some earth, kind of cruises. And then probably about the time you hit that third, it brings back the spice.
Yes.
And it's like, that's where I want to be.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It Tysons you out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, funny thing is, I happened to see Mike Tyson on the Joe Rogan show this week.
Uh-oh.
And so it's a funny, we talked a whole lot about Tyson and how badass he looks.
Yes.
So here's the thing. On the interview, I was blown away because Tyson was just bluntly honest about the whole situation, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that video that we saw where he was beating the crap out of that bag? He said that was a 30-second video, And he hurt for 3 days after that.
He's 53, baby.
He said, I look like a beast on that video, but on the inside for 3 days, I was like, you know, and he's in shape.
Yes, he is.
But he went on to say, being in fighting shape,
it's a totally different thing.
Totally different thing, man. And so anyway, he was saying, you know, it started with his wife telling him, because, you know, he was always in good shape.
Yep.
But she was like, hey, you should just get on the treadmill for 15 minutes. And he was like, I don't want to get on the treadmill for 15 minutes. So anyway, after she was on him for a while, he finally was like, all right. And he said within like 4 or 5 days, he was on the treadmill for 2 hours. Because he said once he starts seeing what he needs to be doing and he starts doing it, his ego takes over.
And he got a hell of an ego.
Oh, yeah.
He got a hell of, like he said, I want to eat your kids.
Yeah. But you know, he's old.
I'm 53.
And I think, and I may have heard this incorrectly, but it sounded like they're about to start a boxing circuit of all the old guys. Like anybody's over 50. Dude, that's the dudes that, and you think about this, at 50, when the bell rings, you go out and try to win right now.
And get it done and over with. I don't want to go any more rounds.
I don't want to go more than two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're going to come out swinging. So I was kind of like, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's wheel Larry Holmes out there. I love Larry Holmes, dude. He was the man for a long time.
Yeah.
Back in our day.
Yeah, but the way he did Ali, man, I'm so glad Tyson did what he did to him.
You told me this before and I forgot. What did he do to Ali?
Man, he whooped Ali, man. You know, and Ali was way past his prime.
But it doesn't matter because that's what you do.
No, he did things that he didn't have to do in the ring.
Didn't matter. That's what you do.
And Tyson was young when he saw that fight. And he told him, he said, I'm going to get him back for you. And what did he do?
The exact same thing. And you're okay with that. Because here's my thing. Man, you don't pass the torch freely.
True.
If I'm going to pass the torch, I want you to freaking earn it.
True.
And so you better embarrass me because I worked my butt off for 2 decades. So if you want it, you come and get it.
My thing is, why didn't you do it to the younger guys?
You can't take it easy on someone.
Put that whooping on the younger guys. Don't take that out on the old man.
He did that too. It was just a lot more apparent on the old guy.
Yeah,
because the old guy was asking for oxygen.
He was doing more than that. He was doing more than that, man. But it's just, I get to the point where I just think people take advantage of things, and I think he took advantage of the moment. Yeah, it was his time to pass. It was the time for the torch to pass.
Tyson take advantage of the moment?
Man, Tyson took advantage of everybody.
Okay, exactly.
And he warned folks, you don't want to be in here.
Right.
You don't want to be in here.
But it was the same way for Holmes with Ali.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. You don't get to become the king of the mountain by taking it easy on somebody.
You don't crawl up the hill to be the king.
Exactly.
You got to run up it.
So what you got for us?
Right now?
Yeah, you're supposed to have something for us.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Lay it on us.
That Aladino special series is coming back out in November.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Now, are we talking about the Aladino Cameroon?
No, it is the actual special series.
Because you know I'm a big fan of the Aladino Corojo Reserva.
You're not the only one.
That is one of my favorite sticks.
You're not the only one.
In fact, you know what? I think we're going to come up with a combined top 10. You do 5 and I do 5, but I want them to be the very best of the best of what we've smoked.
There they go.
Here. Let me take a look at that. So that is the limited edition Aladino returning in November. Huh. It is a Corojo Reserva number 4. Dude, that is something that I'm interested in. The Aurora Family Farms in Jamestown Valley. Shipping to retailers 20 count boxes. The production be limited to 800 boxes. That's a limited edition that I am all over. So good job, man. I did not know that they were doing that, and I didn't know you were a big fan of reading the news. So it's a lights out there for both of us. Corojo Reserva number 4.
Yes, sir.
Dude.
Limited.
800 boxes. That's all they're making.
Just to think if you could get a hands on one of those boxes.
We are going to get hands on. We're going to get a box for the studio.
He said, we're going to get a box.
We are going to get a box.
There's no doubt about that.
So what do you think about, there's a rift right now between fans and like NBA, football, baseball, because athletes are taking a stand. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you have your opinion. I haven't heard it yet. I'm not sure if I even care, but I know I have my opinion, and I've got two opinions. Uh-huh. One is, dude, it's their First Amendment right. Let them protest.
Yeah.
I don't care. But second of all, I don't care what an athlete thinks. No. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if an athlete protests something, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that super fan that hangs on every word an athlete says.
And that's an issue with anything, because when you give another person that much clout in your life.
Right. And you know what my funny perspective is? So all these people are like, I'm not watching the NFL or I'm not watching the NBA. You know what my funny thing is of thinking is, because I'm such an asshole, is I'm like, you think you're making a difference by not watching. But here's the funny part for me. Which, if their protests piss me off, which they don't, but if they did, my best rebuttal is to watch and not care. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Do you see what I'm saying? They're like, I'm up here protesting for this, and it's like, well, guess what? I'm going to watch anyway. You're not going to piss me off, and I won't watch.
I'm just going to watch,
and I don't care what you said.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just my perspective, because if someone wants to protest, that's their First Amendment right.
Yes.
And I, you know, my whole thing on rights is that's all we have.
Yeah, I know that.
110%. And if you take away their right to protest, then what's to say that you don't allow my right to be taken away when I want to protest? Yeah. And I'm not a big protester. That's not really my thing. I'd much rather sit back, smoke cigars, drink bourbon, and let the world go to hell in a handbasket. But that's just me. You know.
You sit back with your asbestos suit on.
I'm like,
I'm not going to burn. Hey, I may die, but I'm not going to burn.
Right here.
Yes.
That's all you got to do. It's like, y'all have fun. Burn it down. I'm too old, and I'm done with that.
My take on it is everybody has a voice. I'm a veteran. I was a cop. And I'm a black person.
And you were an athlete.
And an athlete.
So you see it from a lot of perspectives.
All is perspectives. People have a right to say what they want to say. It's up to you to buy into it or not.
Right, exactly.
So in the end, if you feel for it, say what you got to say. If you're against it, say what you got to say. If you're indifferent, sit back and just chill. But my point is,
have a cigar and a bourbon.
And a bourbon and just chill. But my thing is, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me at all.
Right, right.
I understand what they're doing. I understand why they're doing it. Some things I think go too far on both sides. I'm just indifferent about it. I really am.
And that's basically where I am. Uh-huh. Like all the protests that are going on, here's the level of my thought process. I was looking through some outdoor furniture.
Uh-huh.
And this chair was on sale for like $40. And I don't know if you saw the chairs I have that like you lean back. It's an anti-gravity outdoor chair. And someone posted in the comments on this chair that, oh, the cords that connect to the chair uh-huh. and the material was exposed to the sunlight. Uh-huh. And then he showed a link to a chair where the cords were not exposed. Uh-huh. And my level of give a shit about that chair is the same as what I have on people protesting.
If I want it, I'm going to get it. If not, it's not going to change my mind.
Bingo.
I mean, my perspective of it is I'm a part of every part of it. I really am. And I see wrong in a lot of it. I see right in a lot of it.
You have a way different perspective than I do because you actually know people on both sides of the fight.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know people really that are on either side of the actual fight. Mm-hmm. I see people posting dumb stuff on Facebook, and then I go, unfollow. I feel like Vader, unfollow. But, you know, I don't get into all that because at the end of the day, you're responsible for you and your family.
Yes.
And you do the best that you can to do what you can.
Yeah. And whatever you feel is right, you do it. Now, which side you fall on is where you make your stand. And I believe that, you know, I hate wishy-washy people. I hate fake people. If you're that way, you're that way.
Right.
Don't hide it.
Right.
Don't lie about it. Just be truthful about it. So, because then I understand and I know how to deal with you. And if I want to continue to deal with you, I will.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
It just comes down to, man, don't make too much of it. People have a right, and that's their right. Like you said in the beginning, the moment you try to take their right away, what's to stop them from coming against yours?
Well, you know, me and my wife, both Christians, and my wife does a lot of Bible studies and whatnot, and she will be the first person to tell you that it's 100% wrong to ban sexual books, books of whatever it is that people want to read or look at, because as soon as you take away that right,
then they're coming after the Bible.
Right. And it's like when you take away someone else's rights just because they don't agree with you, you're taking away your right.
Because I understand exactly what she's saying. If I don't want to read it, I don't have to buy it. I don't have to pick it up. I don't have to open it. It's my right to walk past it.
Right.
Walk past it. By buying into the craziness of I'm going to make you do.
And don't look at me crazy when you walk by.
No, just keep going. Just keep going. If I feel this way, I feel this way. You don't have to say anything. Just keep moving. Keep on moving, man. Keep on moving.
Moving on up.
Yeah, you don't force your opinions on me and I won't force mine on you.
And that's the way it should be right there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If everyone would sit around and smoke cigars and drink bourbon. Ooh, man, what a country we would have.
Go to work, do what you're supposed to do, come home
and sing Hi-Ho the Dario.
Get your stick in your glass and chill out, man. It brings back, go back to the 70s where we grew up. The shows that were on TV.
Totally different than what they are now.
All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Oh, couldn't even have them.
Could they today?
No.
Not at all.
You can't. Just like Sanford and Son.
Not at all.
I was watching a rerun of Sanford and Son, and I was like, dude, if that was on TV today, there would be people up in arms.
Why?
And did we have problems?
Nope. Moved on.
Dude.
I was watching this thing on YouTube. We talked about the 10 most dangerous skits on Saturday Night Live. You know which one was number one?
I have no idea.
I showed it to you. The one with Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Y'all should look that up.
Dude.
Chevy Chase, that Richard Pryor.
It was not for prime time, as they say they were, but everybody watched Saturday Night Live back then.
Hey, now, let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Did you watch the Monty Python
all the time
series on Sundays?
All the time.
Dude, those were so funny.
Crazy. Monty Python. Benny Hill.
I love Benny Hill, dude. I loved Benny Hill.
Benny Hill?
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean.
We had television, man.
Yeah.
We had television.
Dude, they couldn't do Benny Hill either.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine?
Dude, what they used to, me too would kill him.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of groups that would kill Benny Hinn.
Benny Hinn. Violence against the elderly, because the way he used to treat that old man. It was just, but it was fun, man. It was funny. And you knew you could, just like with the cartoons. The cartoons we grew up, they didn't have to have a warning in the beginning, don't do this. Right. We knew not to put dynamite.
We knew not to light up a stick of dynamite and shove it up a rabbit's ass.
The stuff the Wile E. Coyote did, man, you know, the anvil and all that stuff. Today, you have to put a preface on it. Yeah, please
don't do this at home.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come to our place and do it.
Come on, man.
So anyway, let's do our weekly Moose Mountain Goods giveaway.
Giveaway.
If you guys don't know, Moose Mountain Goods is actually opening up a brick and mortar shop here in Abilene. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be roasting coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we have the beans.
Yes.
Getting ready to start doing some dark roast so that we can do a cigar stick.
Yes.
Coffee.
Yes.
So anyway, let's look up our winner this week. It is Dustin Cross.
Cross?
That's C-R-O-S-S.
Okay. I thought it was spelled like, what was this? Christopher?
And in order to be the correct Daniel Cross.
Dustin. Now we got two people like, hey, wait a minute, he said my name too.
Dustin Cross.
Okay.
You're the winner, and you got to have an 8233 in your email account, address, something like that. And anyway, all you got to do is go by our website, click on the contact, send us an email that says Cigar Talk Winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the body, put your name, mailing address, and if you want ground or coffee.
Bean.
Ground or coffee. You want ground or coffee?
I'll take ground for 100.
Yeah, take beans or ground. So anyway, if you want to register to be on our giveaway, all you got to do is go to our website and click on the register. We ask for your name and email address. That's it.
Yes, sir.
I haven't put out this month's newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to do that. I'll probably do that this weekend.
Get on your job. You get on me about mine.
I do it once a month, mm-hmm. and so there's no set date.
That's even worse. You do it once a month. I got to do stuff every week.
What'd you do this week?
You just talked about it.
Show's over.
Yep.
So anyway, go by, register. That's all we ask for. We don't send out an email very often. I think right now we're doing once a month for a newsletter, let people know what we're doing. And the stuff you get is like links to our YouTube videos, find out what's coming up in the show.
Yes.
Speaking of what's coming up in the show.
Episode
100 is coming up. This is actually episode 98.
Two more.
Holy crap. This is 98.
Yeah,
pay attention, producer. So anyway, episode 100, we have a special guest, Mr. Al McAuliffe.
Yes.
And, you know, you think you might know a little bit about him because he makes great cigars,
but
he's been an entrepreneur since he was in junior high.
But.
So you're going to get to learn a lot about his background, mm-hmm. what's important to him, and how he got into the cigar business. So definitely going to want to check that out.
A true successful mindset. That's what it is. A true successful mindset.
Dude, I don't even want to spoil any of it because it was something to sit down with Al McAuliffe and get to ask him about his life history.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting guy. And, you know, one of the things about it is you meet a guy like that and you kind of have certain expectations. Throw him out the window because he is a down to earth guy.
Hey, that's what we've met in this cigar world.
Yeah, down to earth guys.
Yeah. We went to Aromacraft and sat down.
Absolutely.
When I say down to earth, talking about bologna sandwiches, man. He talked about bologna sandwiches, man.
I don't remember. Did he say he fried his bologna?
Yes.
Because that's how we did it.
Yes. Coming from that type of upbringing to being, you know, a founder, a producer of a quality premium stick, man, and still being down earth.
Right.
Still being that type of guy that'll hold a conversation with you and no matter what.
Dude, man. We were there for 6 hours.
Tell the truth, man.
Well, actually, we were there for about 8 hours, but six of it was either part of the interview or just shooting the breeze afterwards.
Yes, yes.
They have a really cool headquarters down there in Austin. And we're talking about Romacraft.
Yep.
And so hats off to those guys. We're big fans. You know, and the thing about it is, I would be happy to go back down there and do a show with also Skip.
Yeah.
Because I've never met Skip.
Me neither.
And, I mean, when I see stuff that he's involved with on the internet, I don't want to put this the wrong way. But he seems like the fun one. And I'm not taking anything away from Mike. But, you know, from what I can tell, Skip kicks it up a notch. I don't know that. That's just the vibe I get.
I hear you. So we really want to find out.
And Mike is a fun guy. Mm. But Mike was also very entrepreneur, no nonsense. And tell you like it is.
Yeah.
And when I see anything on social media with Skip, it's kind of like, he kind of looks like trouble. Kind of looks like he might have gotten in some trouble in his day.
Hey. And that's how we learn.
Oh.
That's how we learn.
You know me.
To meet you, me.
Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you, I hated summer vacations, man.
Yeah.
When I wanted school to be year-round, because I got in so much trouble. My mother was a teacher, too.
Dude.
She go to school because she worked during the summer. She taught summer school, and I'm at home.
Yeah.
Well, she come back.
I would get in trouble in mid-fall for the stuff my parents found out about over the summer. And it was not pretty.
I couldn't hide things when I was young. I do it, and I get caught, and I'm like, yeah, it was me. But then I learned. I learned. As I got older, I was like, okay.
Let me tell you something.
There's a science to this.
This medallia is lights out.
Has he ever not said that?
I'm telling you.
Has he ever not said that?
I'm a big fan.
And this.
And look how long I've smoked this.
Yeah, that's the amazing part. The only stick I've seen you smoke longer was that Lancero. Because it kept going out.
That Opus X?
Yeah, it kept going out on you.
That's because it's too small of a ring gauge. I want to say that's like a 38, maybe a 40, but 46 is the smallest that I enjoy.
Okay.
You go smaller than a 46, it's too much.
Too much for you.
But at a 46, it's perfect. 46 to 50
is your wheelhouse.
That's where I really like to wheelhouse. Be.
I hear you.
So anyway, well, what do we got coming up next week? You're doing the show.
Yeah, we'll see. There's a lot of things going on, man. And then with football starting back up, baseball and basketball in their thing, in their prime, you know, it's a lot of things to be talked about. So we have a plethora. The producer said, yeah, he liked that word.
He's like, let me look it up. Let me look it up.
But yeah, we got a lot of things to talk about, man. Everything that's going on, especially with COVID, especially in the cigar world, man. I just bit my tongue. God. Ooh, that hurt.
So I don't know if you noticed this, but did you know our Patreons are we have a producer tier. And our producer tiers, we meet with once a month, go over show ideas, and they give us a lot of good feedback. Mm-hmm. But they also have their names at the end of the YouTube videos as our producers. And so this was the first week, episode 97, at the end, the credits show all of the producers. So we want to say thank you to all of our Patreons.
Thank you.
You guys really are kicking it up a notch and helping support the show. And I mean, it means a lot to us so much. In fact, one of our Patreons, Thomas Whitaker, he broke his ankle this week.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures?
Yes.
So we want to give a shout out to that guy. Tell everybody to lift him up because he is sitting home for probably 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's a tough rehab.
I know how it goes, though.
A broken ankle. Yeah. You can't get around.
Mm-mm. At all.
unless you want to screw up your legs. So he actually had his first cigar a couple nights ago.
Sure did. He put it out there too.
Yeah, I was happy for him. And we were actually going to have him on the show this week, and it didn't work out, but we're going to have him on the show next week. So episode 99, we'll have Thomas Whitaker as our guest.
A producer.
One of our producers. So anyway, guys, we want to say thank you all for taking your time and hanging out with us tonight. And until next time,
keep smoking.